Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking, an Elevated Missions Prep Incorporated company. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson, and today's guest is an expat entrepreneur who lives in a historic seaside town in tropical Mexico. She has inspired millions of people with her multiple best-selling books and unique approach to business. She created a unique framework for client experience and marketing. And she has helped over 8,000 entrepreneurs learn to maximize the impact of their expertise without compromising their faith, core values, or non-negotiables. She says that all messages matter and that we were all created to stand out and not blend in, and that we can find joy in doing work as worship. Let's welcome to the CWS stage, Miss Katie Horner. Welcome,
Thank
Katie.
you so much, Jackie. I'm thrilled to be here today.
Yes, I'm looking forward to having this discussion because one of the things that we briefly talked about before we hit record is that a lot of people don't understand or see how they can integrate their faith into business. There are so many unethical practices out there. You're trying to figure out how to get ahead and the things that people are doing, it's quite scary at times. So, Katie, you have developed this unique methodology in helping people with their business, but also in their marketing. Will you share with the audience what started you on this journey? And then later, how are you doing this where you are helping people in this way?
Well, Jackie, my husband and I went to Mexico almost 17 years ago now, and we went primarily for missions. So we had to raise our own support, our own funding in sort of a nonprofit kind of way in order to go and live in Mexico and minister here. Through a couple of different ministry changes, we found ourselves as a young couple with four young kids in Mexico with no visa and no savings and no credit cards and like having to figure out like, God, what is the next step for us? And it was very clearly, God said, start a business. And we're like, what? We're supposed to be, ministers, missionaries here. And everybody else was like, what? You're supposed to be missionaries. Like, how are you going to have time for that? But God led us into business, and we built a business that was a Spanish language homeschool curriculum. And we pioneered a new method in the Spanish homeschool world for 10 years. And then we took what we'd learned there and began teaching people who were asking us how to do business. And so now, today, our business is called the Flamingo Advantage, and we help entrepreneurs embrace their inner flamingo and leverage that in their marketing so that they can scale their business for the glory of God without compromising their faith, their family, or their non-negotiables. And all of those things that we had to learn to build this business and following God through our own wilderness, we now get to teach and share with other entrepreneurs so that they can have a biblical mindset around business, around making money, around using money as a tool, around using their business as a way to steward this purpose that God has put them in the world to have. And we truly believe that the secular marketplace can be the greatest mission field in the world.
I love it. What do you find are the greatest challenges that people face when they are trying to implement their faith within the business?
I think one of the biggest myths that we run into in the faith-based sector is like, oh, if I'm going to mix my faith into my business, it's going to be obnoxious, or it's going to be, like I got to put Bible verses on everything, or I got to bring, scripture into every conversation. And that is not the case. When you are walking in relationship with your God, and when you are letting Him lead as the owner of your business, I like to say, God's the owner, I'm the CEO. So I take my direction from Him. I'm daily talking with the owner, just as if I was a CEO with a human owner, having that conversation, knowing what His goals are, knowing how He wants me to use resources, His goals for growing the business, right? Then I just have to live as a CEO who's walking in relationship with my God, right? And as God gives opportunity, then I can share Jesus in word and in conversations. But the majority of being a Christian in business just means doing business the way God wants you to, having great policies, having ethical standards, keeping your word, showing up on time, like all of those kinds of things is what sets you apart. And when you're doing that, even if you're not speaking scripture in everything that you say or the promotions you put out, people see it. They notice and they know something's different. And that creates a curiosity and it creates an opportunity for relationship building and conversation.
Yeah, I love it. And one of the things you say is that we were meant to stand out like the flamingo, but others would disagree with that. Why do you utilize that as a part of the way that you deal with people?
Well, the flamingo has become really significant for me because the first time I saw them in the wild, we were in Mexico and we took our family out on this little trip to go see them. We had to go charter a fishing boat and go out in the ocean and then up the river. And, we came around the bend and like there's pink, fluffy clouds everywhere. Like I'd never seen anything like that. The green of the jungle on both sides of the river, the crocodiles in the river too, by the way, and then the blue of the sky and the water. And just the pinkness everywhere, like thousands of flamingos. And it impressed me so much that after the trip, I kept researching flamingos. And the more I found out about them, the more God started giving me these lessons like, hey, Christians need to be more like flamingos. Like, you are unique, you are beautiful, and you just need to stand there and be confident in what I've given you to do. Like, they didn't care there was tourists in that river. They didn't get flustered and fly away the closer we got to them. They just stood there and did what God created them to do, right? And so many of us as entrepreneurs try to hide our uniqueness. We want to be just like everybody else because that's what society has taught us. But you need to be who God made you. You need to be confident in the color he gave you. And that color, by the way, comes from what the flamingos feed themselves. So you feed yourself junk, you're going to look like junk. You feed yourself greatness, you're going to look like greatness, right? And so many of those things started coming out, and it became this lesson and this picture that I could use with my coaching clients and in business and be able to use it as this analogy that, like, you need to be you. When God created man in his image, we don't all look like God. Like, we all resemble him, but we all have different things. Like, if you go to a painting class, you have a certain painting you're all trying to paint, but every one of those students' paintings comes out just a little bit different. It's in the image of the original that you're trying to recreate, right? But each of us adds our own personality, our own way of seeing things, our own way of learning and teaching and all of that. And it becomes ours in the image of the original. And so I'm teaching my clients, like, you need to find out what's working in the marketplace. We need to know, the current marketing standards, the current marketing trends, like the strategies that are working. But then you have the power of God in you. If you are redeemed and regenerated, you have God's power and spirit working in you to be able to make it uniquely yours so that you can stand out. Everyone else says do it this way. This is how I do it, and this is what makes me different. And it's not that different is better or worse. And it's not that different is the only way. It's just that your voice is going to resonate with certain people who need you. And God's got somebody else out there whose voice is going to resonate with someone else who needs them.
I think that's the most important part because we all are different people. And so what may resonate or how it's presented by one person may not resonate with the person that's in the audience. And they may need you specifically, of course,
Yeah.
and I'm saying they do need you specifically so that they can resonate and be able to move to the next level. What are some of your most successful client stories?
I have a client who came to me who was already doing well as a coach, and she had one package, like one thing that I do. She's a grief coach. She knew that she could do more, but she was scared of it. She was scared of peeking over that fence to look at the other side and, climbing over it and needed some guidance. And so over the couple of years that she's been my client, we have worked with her to redesign. She now has three levels of her program. And she's now been able to grow the amount of people that she can serve in that program, helping them at different levels to get the different successes that they need to be able to move forward from their grief and become who God wanted them to be. I also have a CPA who had a CPA business on one side and an art business on the other. And this big desire to, like, how do I mesh the two, and how do I figure out how all of these hats work together? Well, her real gifting is spiritual mentorship, and she was mentoring people in her art classes, and she was mentoring the people who came into her office for CPA and tax help, right? And she's now been able to merge that into one and begin offering her services to folks who are growing a business in the art space, but also need that business help, the art help, and the spiritual mentorship alongside of that to grow it more into who God has made them to be. And it's so wonderful to see people stepping into the more that we can see for them Right? Like I just don't know. I can't dream any bigger than this. And I'm saying God has got so much more for you. And seeing them step into that and be able to impact even more people for through scaling their business and their offerings. It's really cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. And what would you say to the person who is thinking about stepping in, but they're struggling to do so?
Everything that we teach in our coaching program goes back to who is your God? What is the truth and what's your next step based on that? And so I would encourage you to take stock of your situation. Like, what are the opportunities that you're facing? What the actual truth of your situation? Like, what is God doing? And based on that, then what's your next step? And we don't always have to see it or understand it, but you will know when God is leading you to the next thing. And sometimes it's scary and sometimes it feels like a big risk, right? But your God is the same God yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He is already in the future. And if he's pushing you to do this, it's because he knows what's going to happen. And I believe he controls all. And so he is not surprised. He cannot be surprised about anything. And he is with you every step of the way. He's already in tomorrow, waiting for you to catch up with him, you know? And so I think the biggest thing and the biggest confidence builder even is to recognize that your God is in control, does have a plan, does know what he's doing, right? And to be able to lean into that and just say, what is the truth of the situation? What are the options? And then based on that, what is my next step? And then when you know the next step, like the next question is, what's my first step to get there, right? Is making the plan and committing to taking the action to get there. When my husband and I knew we wanted to move to Mexico as missionaries, we never bought a house because we knew God was leading us to Mexico as a missionary. And we didn't want to be tied down to having to wait to sell a house. And so we just rented the entire time as we were paying off school debt, as we were raising support, as we started a family, because we wanted to be ready to go when God said go. We knew that was the next step for us, right? And in your business, like, you know, you need help from a certain person to be able to grow, or you know, you need to invest in that program to learn the next thing. What's the first step in that? Like, do you need to sell a couple more things so you got the money to do it? Do you need to go and research which program is the best one? Do you need to get a recommendation or an introduction from somebody? Like, take that first step and watch God reward your obedience.
Yeah, I love it. What's next for you, Katie?
Oh my goodness. God has got us in a phase of growth right now, and I'm so excited. One of the things that he's doing is that he's allowed us to partner with a platform called Bizible TV to be able to create a documentary series around how God has been working through our business. He took a family that was broke and broken as missionaries and ministers and turned us into a business that can now be a blessing around the world. And he's given us this unique platform to create this documentary series and share that story with the world. If God can do it with us, he can do it with you. And so folks can sign up to get early access to those episodes as they
Yeah.
release throughout the fall and the next spring. And then of course you can find out about the other things that we do as well over at katiehorner.com or theflamingoadvantage.com.
Yeah, I love it. And Katie, you mentioned your website. How can people connect with you via social media?
I am primarily on YouTube and Facebook. I do have Instagram, but it's a little bit lower on the priorities list. YouTube, Katie Horner, or Facebook, Katie Horner is where you can find me on social.
Katie, as we wrap up your interview today, what is the one thing that you want to leave with the audience, the one action that they can take today so they can move forward in their life?
Your message matters is the most important thing to remember. You're not for everyone. But God has a unique audience prepared for you that he is bringing to you, and you need to step out and be willing to give that message. The more you wait, the more people you'll miss, right? And so whatever you're doing, you don't have to be perfect. You just have to take that action. Trust your God, step out and do what he's asking you to do, because people need your message today.
I love it. CWS audience, you have heard Katie today. So many little golden nuggets there to just reflect on. But the one of the things that I really want to emphasize today is what she was saying about you are unique. You are a reflection of God. And being a reflection of God means you can reflect the greatness of God and what it is that you're doing. But it is going to take you taking that step of faith to move forward so that you can show people what God has placed in you. And if you choose not to do that, when I think about all the people who are crying out to God right now, who are saying, I need what you particularly have, they are missing out. Don't let those people continue missing out because you're afraid to shine and be who God called you to be. He's calling you out. And if you've been thinking about it, let this be your sign that yes, it is in fact time. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And until next time, beautiful people, God bless.